Simin Shin Yutes, Sif Yudalid, 3 Zayin Be'ezer Hashem. Yudalid, the Mechaber says, Motor Laris Benachas Mikli Lechaviru, Vachi Zark, Shiyifsek Akiluach, Umaschin Lelevi Nitzetis Ketanas and Yishavas Bachorino, Mitecha Pseilis, Yafsik Vianichim Imashmarm, Shimlayasakin Han Nitzetis, Mukhi Shuhu Bayer. Now this halacha is based on the Gemara on Kuflama Testament Bey, that it says, Beir Papi, Shofu Shichro, Mimana Lamona. That in the house of her papa, they would pour the sheikhar from one kli to the next kli, affecting more of ikan nitzaitis. Aye, at the end of the day, when you're finishing to pour, there are nitzaitis that are coming out, shini chayfayz ba'achrino, and vahani nikir debarir ninu, says Rashi, you have the drips that are coming out of the shmarim. And it's nikir that is a maisa brero. And for the Gemara, Nitzaitis Be'i Rav Papa Lechashivi. The Rav Papa, once he got down to that point, he would just chuck everything out. Now, Rashi, Grada has a girsa. Rashi says, Kshimagil Nitzaitis, Mashlech Hein Upsoilos in the Chutz. And Rashi says, Vitchilas Shviyosan Min Upsoilis, Nikr Delav Be'irhu. When he first starts pouring it out, Nikr Delav Be'irhu. The Bach changes the girsa, and Kinir the Beis Yosef does also, like how Ran is Geris. And when you start pouring that the psalus is not nikr, then that's not burr. Now, Lalach Lamaisa, the Machaber does not mention anything about this lashon of the Ran or Rashi, that when you start pouring, it has to be that the psalus is not nikr. However, the Magen Avraham does bring it down, and Mishnah Berurah does bring it down. The question is, how do we understand this halacha? They talk about the two opposite ends of the spectrum. They say like this. If, as long as the psoilus is not nicker, then you're allowed to start pouring. When do you have to stop pouring? Way after you get to the psoilus. The psoilus is already nicker. It's all the way at the end, and the stream stopped, and you're down to trickle, and it's starting to... Nitzaitis, nishavis ba'achreino, that's when you have to stop. And what's everything in between? Let's say it's pouring out, but the psoilus is nicker. What's the din over there? There, no one told us what Allah is. The lechura... It's a very common case. You're pouring out, you have soup inside of your chicken pot, and you want to pour out the soup from the chicken pot. So the soup is covering everything. You have chicken, and you have lakshin, and you have vegetables all in the bottom of the pot, and the top is covered with, 3/4 up is with full of soup, and you want to pour out all the soup. So you pour out all the soup. If you're throwing it out, everything, and you just don't want to pour out all the soup into the garbage can, that's not a problem. That's even to do burr, that's all going to the garbage, we'll see. That's chelman and chelboin, according to the Mishnah Berurah. You're being mafrid, psoilus from psoilus, you just want to throw them all out. Therefore, you're allowed to pour it off into the sink and throw out the stuff into the garbage can. However, if you want the chicken and the vegetables and the lakshin, and you want to spill out all the soup, then what's going to happen, according to the lechura, according to the Magen Avraham, you can only start pouring out when the level of the chicken soup is above all the chicken and everything else. Then it's not nikr that there's any pshelis inside, or oichel in this case, the other min, and you're allowed to start pouring out. When do you have to stop? Lachur, according to the way that the Mechaber brings it down, the lashon of the Gemara, how you can say this? The way the Mishnah Berurah says, "Rotzalim betipoyis ketanei hametaftefoyis kishenisak akiluach." The only time you have to stop is when you get all the way to the end and it's dripping out in a trickle. That's when you have to stop. How do we understand that? You can only start if it's not nicker, but you only have to stop at the end. What's halacha l'maisa? So the truth is, like we mentioned, the Mechaber does not mention this nekuda of that you can only start when the psalus is not nicker. Lula de Mesafina Amina, I would say that he goes with the girsa, and the Beis Yosef is not mashma like this, but he goes with the girsa of Rashi like we have it. Tchilas shviyasin min apsoilis, nikr d'la berhu. When you're pouring something out, and it's flowing out, then it's not brer. For example, the Maritat says that if you have a fly that's sitting on top of your wine, a solid and a liquid, if the solid is floating on top of the liquid, it's not a maisa brer. Because brer is only when I have to look for something, when I have to search. If something's floating on top, I don't have to search for it. Therefore, it's not a maisa brer. Lalach l'maisa, you don't pass in that way. However, dugma ladavar, we do to a certain extent. If it's very big inside, then it's a solid, very big solid inside of a liquid. The place can say, we'll see in a minute. The place can all say that in a chanami, it's not considered a terevis. To take eggs out of a pot of water. It's not a terevis. Even if you don't want the eggs, you want the water. It's not a problem taking psalos out. They're not considered muravim. So, you could say the same thing over here. If you're pouring out chicken soup and it's flowing out from a solid, then I don't see a terevis. When do I ever have it that you have a salad and you don't want the peppers in the salad, so you turn over the salad, the whole bowl of salad, and only the peppers fall out? That's never going to happen. Why not? because the whole thing is a tarivet, and therefore whatever's going to fall out, both min are going to fall together. If you could tip something and only one min is going to flow out and the second min is not going to flow out, then l'chur, that's not a tarivet b'chlal. So be'etzem, what you could say is that in a chanami, as long as you start when the pesilus is not nikkur, you don't see any second min b'chlal, and you start pouring out, even if everything is going to come out, as long as it's continuing to flow afterwards, even if the pesilus becomes nikkur in the middle, you start pouring the chicken soup out of the chicken pot, and all the chicken soup is coming out, and you slowly see the vegetables and the chicken and the lakshin, everything is coming out, but I never see a ma'aseh brira, because it's all flowing out, and the solid is staying down in the pot, and everything else is pouring out. When do I start seeing a ma'aseh brira? That's only when you get to the end and it's starting to trickle out. Then I see the water mamash being nifrad from the oichel, and therefore it's going to be, you're going to have to stop.
On that nekuda, we see it's not considered actually drip. So you don't have to stop before
it drips. No. Kitipois kitanois amatavtafois kivshenesing a kiluach. Sounds like after it's the kiluach stops and you have small drips. So what happens? You're playing with fire a little bit because you have to stop on the time to a certain extent. When the kiluah stops, then you can, as long as you have a stream, then you're good to go. If you see that the stream is slowing down, then you should stop. L'chur is going to come out a big kula according to this halacha. This halacha is really talking about where you're taking oichel from seilis, right? You're pouring out the wine from the shmarim, the sheker from the shmarim. So why do you have to stop at the end? Where's the ma'aseh brira? You're taking oichel from seilis. Says the Magen Avraham, we're talking about that it's for l'acher zman. For l'acher zman, it's even eichem tef seilus is aser. Now, once we're talking about l'acher zman, there's no difference between eichem tef seilus and seilus eichem. They're both aser, and if you can matter one, you can matter the other one. So, if you're telling me that it's mutter to take eichem from seilus for l'acher zman, as long as I don't get down to nitzay tzachrinis, then l'chur we're going to say the same thing by seilus and eichem. If I have a can of corn, and I want to pour out the corn from the can of corn, then l'chur, what's going to come out from here, is that you're allowed to pour out until you get to the bottom, and the nitzetzos are coming out b'achrina. If you have chicken soup, and the chicken soup is, the level of the chicken soup is higher than all the chicken and the vegetables, you're allowed to pour out all the excess chicken soup until you get down to the bottom, and you have a little bit of water. Up until then, you don't have ma'aseh brira. To pour out the tuna fish from the tuna fish can, the juice from the tuna fish can, until it starts trickling, you're allowed to continue. L'chur, that really is the mashmois of Ramosha. Ramosha, in the first tshuva, in Chelek Dal Rayin Dal, all the tshuvas are of Eider. In the first tshuva there, he says, of Boyer, he says, Poshut, im meiniach ma'at mehamarak, ein ze Boyer. If you're trying to take out the soup, if you leave a little bit of soup in the bottom, ein ze Boyer, me'acher da'adayin oichel ha'mashke muravin. Because you still have a little bit of oichel ha'mashke, the oichel ha'pselis, that are mixed. Ach meiser it's ribui hamarak. You're just taking off the excess wort, the soup. Ein ze burr. V'shoyin lahach ze kisri akli ala kli l'niach pesach katan l'hasser it's ribui hamarak avalei eskal hamarak. He says, you're allowed to use, you're not doing a ma'aseh brira b'chol. So you're allowed to take the top of the pot, hold it against the pot, pour out the excess soup which you don't want, until you, as long as you leave a little bit at the bottom. There you don't want the soup, you want the chicken at the bottom. Now, it's not exactly clear what he means to say. He didn't define exactly what he meant to say. If you look at the Sefer of Divartim Bam, which is Tshuvas from Reb David Feinstein, somebody else with, and he asked Shalas Ramesh to David. Reb David says that it's not clear what his father meant in the Tshuva. That's the truth. And if you look at all the English Torah, they have different pshatim. They all quote halachas, and the makor different halachas, and the makor for all the different halachas is the same Tshuva of Ramesh. They understood differently. For example, if you look at Reb Simcha Bunim Kohen Sefer, he says that when you have chicken soup, soupy chalent he talks about, and your soupy chalent is the level of the liquid is higher than the potatoes and the meat, you're allowed to pour off the excess water up until it's nicker the pselis, up until you get to the potatoes, that's when you have to stop, like the lashon of Magen Avraham. What do you do with the lashon of the nitzetzos and yeshevis b'achrina? Not clear. You look at Rabbi Rabbi at Sefer, says you want to pour out the excess chicken soup, you want to pour out the excess liquid from the inside the tuna fish can, not a problem. Pour it all out until it gets starting to trickle. Once it gets down to trickle, then you have to stop. What's the makar for both of these halachas? Igris Moshe, Chelek Dalet, Ayin Dalet, Ber, Halacha, Simen Aleph. They quote the exact same Ramesha. So it's not clear exactly what Ramesha held, but L'chur in Cheshbin, it should come out from the Sif, that it should be Mutter. The problem is that most of the Paiskis Manenu did not go that way. And they did not understand the Sif this way. And they understood it like the Magen Avraham says. The Magen Avraham, like the Magen Avraham's dogish, that the only time that it's mutter is up until you get to the psoilus. You're allowed to pour off the excess soup until you get to the level of the chicken, level of the vegetables. How do you understand what does it mean, nitzaitas, satipis, and achrenis? You have to say that the Matthias was different there. That all the shmarim was mamish at the bottom, it wasn't high up. So it was, once you were able to see the bottom, it was already nitzaitas that are coming out. I don't know what to say. I really don't have a upshot. L'chur, the pashtus is lule de mistafina mina. The pashtus is like Rabbi Ribiat said, b'das or Moshe, l'chur, that you'll be able to pour out the excess soup as long as you leave a little bit at the bottom, the trickle at the bottom. Then you haven't done a ma'isa of breir b'chal. The ma'isa, if once, like we said, if you're trying to separate them to throw them both out, it's not a problem. You let it dump out all the soup and dump out all the vegetables into the garbage can. That's not a problem. And the question is, when you want one and you don't want the other one, so the best oifen to do that is either to take out the oichel, not to take out the pesilus. That way, you're not getting to any questions. For sure, the excess above the level, you let it pour out. Anything else, it's better to take out the oichel than to pour out the pesilus. If you pour and you're not ma'akev one more than the other, you let everything come out, and a little bit of luxury will come out also, you're taking oichel also, then that Ramesha says in the same tshuva also works. That's for sure good. So you can see it also? No, we don't see the mice of the brewery, because you don't see it coming out from in the psalis. L'chari, what he means to say, when you see the water separating from the psalis, that's when it looks like a... The fact that you could see through it, l'chari, that's not the nekuda. L'ulid mistafin aminu b'makam atzerich, you for sure, one could be samech on this, to pour out the liquid. B'chlal, you always have a maritat that says that a liquid in a solid is not a mice of brewery in the first place. So l'chur, we have the maritas. We don't pass the name l'maisa. But in a case where the pashtus l'chur of the mechaber, who doesn't mention anything about the psalus being nicker, he says you're allowed to pour until you get down to the nitzitz in the bottom, l'chur makom atzerich, for sure, one could be samech on this, and be makel to pour out all the excess liquid until you get down to the bottom. It's, we don't see a maisa terevis. The same way that we don't see the eggs mu'uriv together with the liquid, because one is big, one is small. It's a very big and separate from the liquid, even though it's sitting inside of it. So to over here, even though we see a psoilus and we see an oichel, as long as the liquid is pouring out, then we don't see a mixture. We don't see the connection between the two things, and therefore there's no problem taking it out. Similar, l'chur, maybe a nafkamino, l'alacha, is a French press that Dylan brought in it last week. Are you allowed to use a French press on Shabbos? That's for those. Some people know what it is and they're shaking their heads, and some people don't. Yes, thank you, Mizchayim. No, I'm Mizchayim for the demonstration. The French press is basically a cup, and you make like Turkish coffee inside with real coffee grinds, and you let it sit. They all the coffee grind mix together with the hot water. You put in the coffee grinds, you pour in hot water, all the seeps, the taste seeps into the water, and the grinds also get mixed around. And since you're not interested in having grinds inside of your, when you drink your coffee, so they have a press at the top, which is really a filter. It's like a screen. It's like that you press down, and the liquid gets filtered out through the top, and all the psoilus, all the coffee grinds, get pushed down to the bottom. Is one allowed to use that on Shabbos? Now, l'chura, what you're doing is, you could say, you're being mevarer. L'chur, your mice is the mice in the psoilus. You're pushing down the psoilus. It's hard to say that you're being mevarer the oichel. But even if you want to say you're being mevarer the oichel in the psoilus because the water is coming up through the top, but l'chur, you're using a kli ha-miyuchad le-breira. You're using a kli which is miyuchad for breira, and that would be usr. Unless you go like the tshuv, like Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was mitzadim, that a kli which is miyuchad for brera of achila la'alter is mutter. It seemed in Shmir Shabbos Chatzah that he didn't want to go with it l'maisa. He says the chaya adam is choshish for iser chatos, therefore it's arachin. He didn't want to be mekel. It seems the minigarim for the most part is not semich on that kulo, that something which is miyuchad for brera la'alter is not a problem. The question is, do we have the heter of Ramesha? L'chura, if it's not considered a ma'isa brera b'chlal, until you get down to the coffee grind, until you get down to the bottom, mamish, then maybe there's no problem to press it down until you get all the way down to the bottom. And then at the bottom, leave a little bit. L'chor over here, it's different though, because from all the way up to the top, it's already mixed. It's hard to say that it's not mixed. It's only mixed at the bottom. We see the coffee grinds floating through the entire cup of coffee. It's hard to say that they're not mixed until you get to the bottom. We see the mixture, and as soon as you press down, you're separating it. We do see a ma'aseh birur. L'chor, it's very hard to say that such a thing should be mutter. L'chor, you're using a kli ha'miyuch lekach. Rabbi Yisrael definitely didn't want to mutter. But maybe according to Ramesh, L'chor, according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, according to that tzad, to use a kli ha'miyuch lekach, a kli which is miyuchad for birur, for achila la'alter, is mutter, then l'chor you have a heter. Otherwise, one l'chor should refrain from doing that. One other halacha, which is regard to pouring off excess water is it a ma'aseh birur? Somebody asked me this past week, is there any problem to take, this is hak already since the beginning of this month, is there any problem to take, you take salad, and there's a lot of salad dressing, and you're not interested in so much salad dressing, is there any problem to shake off, well, I'll give three examples, either you pick it up with your fork and your spoon from the salad bowl, and you shake off the excess salad dressing, and you put it down, you just don't want so much, you want salad dressing, you just don't want so much. Or, another possibility is you take a slotted spoon, and you let some of the juice pour out of the bottom. You want some of the juice of the coleslaw, you just don't want all of it. Or, you take a spoon, and you tilt it, and you let it pour off. Is there any problem doing that? L'chura, even though you're pouring off what you don't want, but it's hard to say that it's psoilis, because I do want some of the sauce, I do want some of the dressing, I just don't want so much of it. L'chura, such a case should not be a problem of brera. And somebody told me he just went to Ramesh Al-Yashiv. Last week he asked him this question. Ramesh Al-Yashiv says, L'chura, to tilt the spoon, and let some of the excess juice pour off, L'chur is not a problem, which similarly would be if you're holding it with a fork and a spoon, you're not using any kli which is miyuch lekach, then it's not a problem to shake off the excess salad dressing, because if you don't want any salad dressing, then it's mamash p'seilus, you're shaking it all off, a tiny little bit which is going to stick on, I don't know if that's considered a davar which is chashiv, but if that's what you want, you just don't want it to be soaking wet, then in a chanami, you're pouring off half of the juice, then it's not p'seilus, I want that stuff, L'chur is not a problem. The pashtus is that it should be mutter even with a slotted spoon in that case, because there is no p'seilus over here. Ramesh Al-Yashiv wasn't so quick to be mad to that. L'chur misvara, he didn't answer it. But l'chur misvara, it should be mutter because I'm not doing my sabir. There's no psalus over here. The only question is, using a slotted spoon is a dangerous endeavor simply because you're right that you, to put it into a public bowl of salad, and even though you and your wife and whoever else is around you is interested, but maybe some of your guests are not interested in the salad dressing. So you're playing with fire, because if he's not interested in the salad dressing and he shakes it a little bit, and he's using a kli ha'miyuch lebrira by being mevara the psalus, which is coming out from the bottom, from the oichel, it's a shayla of itzer d'oraisa. The Shevet Halevi says, it's a shayla of itzer d'oraisa. Therefore, l'chora, one should not use these types of spoons in salads, just practically, because even though for you, maybe it's mutter, because you, there's no psalus, shaking off the excess salad dressing is not a problem. However, they could be getting into problems by other people that are using it. Now, with this shayla of using a slotted spoon, really, and it's mentioned here in the Mishnah Berurah also, comes up another shayla, and that is, where is the ma'aseh birur? When I have a slotted spoon, and I take coleslaw, and there's juice coming out, and I don't want the juice, is that a breiras oichel from psalus, or is that a breiras psalus from oichel? I know what's coming out. What's in my hand is one thing, and what's coming out is another thing. Is in my hand the thing that I'm taking? Is that the brayer, the ma'aseh brayer, what's in my hand? Or is what's coming out the ma'aseh brayer? What's staying stationary is not the ma'aseh brayer. The Mishnah Berurah says clearly over here, he goes like the Magen Avraham, that pouring off shuman from the top of reitiv is a problem of the ma'aseh brayer. If you're not interested in the shuman, pouring it out, even though what you retain in your hand is what you want, nevertheless, he's misafs that as a ma'isa of psalus me'echon. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, on the other hand, says not that way. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, no, what you have with the Eglital is not mefurish. The Eglital brings it down from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, but in the Siddur, the Eglital certainly says it clearly in Berur Sif Gimel. He says that what you have in your hand is a ma'isa berur. Ma'isa berur is what you take, not what comes out from the Tarevis. It's what you took out of the Tarevis. And therefore, if I pour off something from my cup, whatever I have in my hand is what I'm taking. So therefore, if I have the oichel in my hand, the psalus is coming out, I'm taking the oichel which is in my hand, the psalus is coming out. The Mishnah Berurah did not paskin that way. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins that what is coming out, whatever is staying stationary in the cup, is the is not the Maisa Brira, and what's coming out from that is the Maisa Brira. Therefore, anytime that you're pouring out, anytime you're taking something with a slotted spoon, anytime that you're pouring something out, that's always the Maisa Brira, and what stays on the top is not the Maisa Brira. The question is, how do we understand the Mishnah Brura at the beginning of the Siman, which we mentioned when we started? Mishnah Brura says that if you have a sifter, and you're sifting flour, and you want the big pieces, like the whole wheat flour, which stays on the top, he says that's a Maisa Briras Eichel from Pseilis. The Pseilis, the finely ground flour, comes out the bottom, and the bran stays at the top. The Geshmaka stuff, or the whole wheat flour, stays at the top. That's a Maisa Briras Eichel from Pseilis. What do you mean? What stays on the top in your hand is not the Maisa Brira. What leaves is the Maisa Brira. It should be considered Maisa Brira Pseilis Eichel. The difference is where your maisa is, where you're not doing anything. If I'm shaking back and forth, I'm shaking a sifter back and forth, so then you could say that my maisa is, what I'm taking is in my hand. I'm not just picking up a spoonful and letting something drain out. The question is, what happens when you pour a little bit? Is that considered as I'm doing a maisa? But you're shaking back and forth, you could say that my maisa brira is, I'm trying to take what I have inside of my sifter. Maybe you could be mechalik between that and pouring off. But generally, the maisa pouring off, which is the common application, most people are not using sifters and jars. The common application is pouring off or using a slotted spoon, kedema. These things, what leaves is considered the maisa brira, according to the Mishnah Brura. And you have to be careful and make sure that that's considered, that's the oichel which comes out, and not the psalm.
How do you reconcile with the sifter? Earlier in the Mishnah, we had, the passage. You had mentioned it was a reverse, I think, or something?
That's Bachar, really, this Mishnah Brura in the beginning of the Sif. He seems to be saying that. The question is, maybe you could say that the mice, if your mice is Messiachas to that sifter, you have to do something with the sifter. You have to sift it back and forth, then you could say that's what I'm taking, because I'm doing something. It's not just that it's staying stationary. The part is, if it's staying stationary, you could say that what's dripping out, that's leaving the Tzareves. But where I'm doing the Maisa of taking, maybe that's more of a Maisa of an Nesivah. There are people that ask the question of the Mishnah Brura, the Blayv Tzarchin. I think the Dershu asked the question in Blayv Tzarchin. But maybe that's a Makat Dibi Mechalik. Sif Tezvav, Mesanena Shinasa Machardel, Asanoi, Motor Litim Babetza, Afbisha Chamir Lemato, Im Achardel, Achalben, Im Achardel, Achalben Nishul Malo. There's no problem of Brera, of Chalbain for Chalmain. It's not exactly clear why there's no problem of Brera. There's Machlekias and the Neis Kelim between the Magnav and the Taz, but they're not considered Minachas or Sheminim. Says the Taz, bet them Minachas. And nevertheless, right to my Yisrei, says the Taz, that if people be Minachas, it's Shaykh Maisa Brera. And the Magnav and the Lord says, no, it's Sheminim. The Alacha Maisa, the Prima Gal wants to tie in that it's a big Nafgamina, the Alacha in Hilchas Tarivis. And Hilchas Bas Bachal of Tarivis is considered Min Biminoi or Min Bashani Minoi, Tarivis of by Davar Shesh Matir. It's not Batal Min Biminoi, but it is Batal Min Bashani Minoi. Okay. Practically, where's the halacha l'maisa negeah? We handled the lumdus of this, I think, beforehand. That even though you want one to do a maisa of tzviya, but nevertheless, it's not considered a maisa briras oichal from seilis. The reason is that the bach, the chur, the bir halacha is going like that. Also, is that by oichal and oichal, it's very hard to define one of the oichalim as a pseilis. It's a good food. Why is it pseilis? The only thing that defines it as pseilis is when you don't want to use it for what it's meant to be used. When you want to eat one, and I don't want to eat the other one, so I don't want to use the oichel for what it's meant for, that's what shafts it into pseilis. That's what turns into pseilis. Oitzah she'enu chofik lechol. That's what shafts it into pseilis. Let's say I'm not eating either one of them. I'm using one of them to paint my wall. I'm using one of them to paint my chardel. Then I'm not using, you can't say that I want one, I want to eat one, and I don't want to eat the other one. I don't want to eat either one of them. Says the Mishnah Brura, in such a case, the Bir Alach and Tzif Gimel, he says that's not considered Maisa Brira either. Brira is only when I'm being misakin an oichel to eat it either now or to eat it later. But if I'm not being misakin the oichel to eat it at any point, I'm being mafred one from the next, but I'm not planning on eating it at all, says the Mishnah Brura, that's not a problem. L'chor, that's the makar for also pouring stuff down the drain. Why let I pour your chicken soup down the drain that we mentioned earlier? You're separating the soup from all the lakshin and the chicken and the vegetables. And you want to separate it because you don't want your sink to get stuffed up, and you don't want to pour everything in the garbage can because you don't want all the liquid in the garbage can. So your mom is pouring it down the sink, and you want your strainer on your sink to separate all the liquid and the vegetables. Why is that mutter? The reason why it's mutter is because you're being mafred pseilis from pseilis. You're not being misakin. You're not doing maisa brira to be misakin for achila b'chlal. Says Mishnah Brura, the only time is when you're being misakin one of them, one of the oichlim to use. Here I'm not being misakin either one. They're all going into, both of them are going into the garbage. Therefore, that's not considered a maisa brira b'chlal, and it's mutter. sifte zayin. Mayim sheish bim terloim, muti lishtoisen al yidei mapo, b'shabes, lo shayich boyer mishamer. Ele b'misakan inin koidem achi lo ishtiyo. Aval im b'shashtiyem achi v'sab soyelish lo yikonet zetech piv, ein zim ein malachu muter. The iser of brir is dafka when you're misakan it before the ma'aseh shtiyo, but if you're doing it b'shas the ma'aseh shtiyo, then it's not a problem. Now, unfortunately, b'zmaneinu, this is quite a common question with the kopal pods in New York City. What's the story with using the water, being mavar water from these little bugs? Now, if they're problematic, they're big enough that they are a problem, then l'chura, this is mamish the sif. They have a problem with brera. And kumdumani, that Rebelsky said, Rebelsky was of the opinion that it's not a problem to drink these bugs. And he holds that if it is a problem, he says, if you hold meikah d'dina, referring to whether or not you're allowed to filter the water in Shabbos, he says, if you're just being machmer, because there's a shita, but you hold meikah d'dina that it's mutter, it's not a problem. Because there's no iser of you're not being mevarb seil sumeichel because you're allowed to drink them. Elamai, you hold that it's also meikah d'dina. If you hold that it's also meikah d'dina, then he says dina chanami, you have a problem. You're being mevarb the bugs from the water, and that's problematic. Now the truth is that this really is a shaila in the poiskim. The Magen Avraham clears it, and that is what's the story with the oichel which is also to eat tevel ukedayme. Is it you have two apples? And you have one apple which is tevel, one apple is not. Or you have a bunch of apples. One is and one's not. Is there mindset brayer to take out the one that you're not allowed to eat? There's nothing wrong with it. Best of it's roi lachila. It's just ari the revi aleh. There's ari the isur revi aleh. There's nothing. There's no pseilus be'etzem. Does an isur make something into pseilus? The real shayla comes up. Pesach. A lot of people, what they do is they put on a little piece of cloth onto their faucets. Why do they do that? Because just in case there's any chashash of chametz, then it should catch the chametz. Now you have a tarti disaster, you have a man of shachrili. If there's a chashash that chametz is going to come out, then you're doing a ma'aseh brera on Shabbos. Elamai, there's no chashash that chametz is going to come out, so why are you putting on the thing? What's the pshat? Elamai, so if you look at the paiskim is many, they say, yeah, in a chanami it's just minagavi same biyadeim, but b'zmanein is no chashash that any chametz is going to come through the ma'aseh, and therefore, since it's their chumra, and it's not nekir d'dina, therefore there's no chashash al brera, and just a minagavi seino. There's another tzad, and that is that maybe the chometz is not considered a pseilus b'chol. Maybe it's ari there's zero revealah, but be'etzem it's food. So too with these little kopopa bugs, be'etzem all the goyim drink it, and even yidden if you hold that it's not a problem. There's no, it's not a these little tiny anisek. What are they called? The kopopas. I think that's what they're called. The tiny little bugs in New York City, in New York City water. Those bugs, not cocoa puffs, but that's what we like to refer to them as. Copepods. Thank you. From out of town. So, to strain this water, if be'etzem these little terloim are drinkable and no one stares from drinking it, then l'chura the only reason why you're not drinking it is because it's ari d'yusur revi aleh. Therefore, ken zayin, it's not considered a ma'aseh brera because we don't look at it be'etzem as a pseilus. The only reason why it's pseilus. It's not that I don't want to drink it. I want to drink it. You only tell me that I'm not allowed to drink it because of the iser. Does that make something into pseilus or not? That is a shayla in the poiskim, and therefore, lamaisa, those that are machmer, that hold that the bugs are problematic, they do filter it on Shabbos. The question is, what's the reason why it's mutter? So either one of the reasons you could say is that if you hold, once again, that it's not Asur Mi'ikad Adina, then l'chur it's not a problem to filter. Elamai, you hold that it is Asur Mi'ikad Adina, then the ways out are either to say that something which is Ari D'Yisur V'Yoleh is not a problem, or you say, or this other tatsdiki, what people do is either they turn on the water a little bit before using it, therefore there's no Indian to be Mavar, your mice is not a mice of bearer because everything is going in the Ibud, so not being Mavar anything, and once it's on, you're allowed to use it for whatever you need. Because you're not there, that's continuing to happen by itself. But the ma'aseh brera, that's what some people say. Once it's already on, the ma'aseh that I'm doing to turn it on, that's going to the ibud, or I use it for washing my hands, or I use it for, in other words, you're allowed to use it for washing dishes, and you're allowed to use it for washing your hands, you're allowed to use it for these things. So turn it on for that is not a problem. That's not considered ma'aseh brera because there's no Indian to be mavarit. You don't, best of them, I don't think anybody cares to wash the dishes with these little bugs on it, as long as they don't stay on the on your cutlery or whatever is plates and spoons, plates and cups. then therefore that wouldn't be in my sabira. That's what some of the eitzes that some people do is to say that that's not considered. Leave it on at the beginning and work that way. Another eitz lechera is the second half of the sif. Lechera, it should be mutter to drink straight from the faucet. The only time that it's maisa brera, if you have an easy filter, one of these little filters that they stick on the end of the tap, and it's not underneath the sink. In lechera, according to the second chilek of the sif, you should be able to stick your mouth on the filter and drink like that. However, I would think that's not so simple. What's the pshat in the second half of the sif? The second half of the sif says that the only time it's considered maisa brera is dafka when you mavar before the maisa shtiyah. But if it's b'shas the maisa shtiyah, then it's mutter. Why? Why is that mutter? When I put a piece of cloth on top of the cup and I drink through the piece of cloth, why isn't that a maisa brera? The reason is it is a maisa brera. But vibas, we see it as a shtiyah. I know you are being var, but vibas, we see your maisa not as a maisa brera, but as a maisa of shtiyah. Therefore, it's not a problem. Does that also apply when you stick your mouth on top of a easy filter? The filter itself is the filter which is filtering out. You can't say that a kliyam yuchad for filtering is all of a sudden not considered a maisa. Or you're allowed to take a napa v'kvar. I clear this. I don't know. You're allowed to take a napa v'kvar and stick it over your mouth and shake back and forth. They take a sifter and sift something into your mouth. Or no, that in itself is considered a maisa brera. The altar b'etzim is not a maisa brera. But the Mishnah Berurah says that you're not allowed to use the napa v'kvar for altar. Why? Hoil de minker milsa l'shem brerahu. What do you mean it's for the altar? Why is it minker milsa? The altar, we know the reason is that it's mutter because of the maisa achila. The Torah says, yeah, but that's not considered a maisa achila. If you're using a napa v'kvar, it's not a maisa achila. So it's over here, if you're sticking your mouth on a filter, on a Brita filter, which is at the end of your tap, or easy filter, one of these things that's at the end of the faucet, the chura, it's hard to define that as a maisa brera. When you're pouring into your cup, when you're drinking from a cup, that's a maisa brera. Where would be an afkamina? Well, somebody asked me that he has a teacup, and inside the teacup, he has a little pipe, little container, I don't know what it's called, little tube. That it's sort of like the fruit infused pitchers. You have the little cup, and inside you have a little tube, and you stick in tea leaves into the tube, and then you fill it up with hot water. And instead of using a tea bag, why don't you just use a tea bag? Kasha from Maisa. And you fill up the the people that use it will be able to tell you why you're going to use a tea bag. And now. What's that?
You can get the cool fine teas, like your
custom tea. Ah, okay. So you put the tea leaves inside this little tube, and you fill up the cup with hot water, and now you want to drink. Now what you're doing, be'etzem, is you're being, the water seeps in between these tiny tea leaves, and l'chur in there, l'chur it's a maisa of, it's a tariv. The water which is sitting together in that tube between the tea leaves is a tariv. And therefore, to drink out of that would lechur be a problem, because even though I'm taking out the oichel from the pseilis, but I'm being mevar the pseilis, ayidei kli miyuchel lekach. But if you understand that that's, in this case, lechur, what we see is a maisa of shtiyah, it's not like you're sticking it on top of a filter. Here, we mamish see you drinking from a cup. Lechur, it would be mutter to use such a thing on Shabbos, because I see the entire thing as a maisa of shtiyah. That's the oifan shtiyah. I don't see it as a maisa brera. Take out the entire thing. That's a shaila whether or not you're allowed to take a tea bag out of a cup or not. You're allowed to take a tea bag out of the cup. Taking the actual tea bag out, lachar, the tea bag is so big, it's not considered mu'rav inside. However, what's with the water, which is mu'rav inside of the tea leaves, and take that out. Lule the misafina mina. The Paiskim are mistopic when you get to it. Some people are Mekel, some people are Machmer. Some people are Machmer because they hold it. That's Machmer Shem Maisa Brera. You're holding up a Kli Ha Miyuch Lekach, and the water is dripping out. So you're taking out of the Pseilis, but the Kli is Miyuch Lekach to do that. Some people say, no, your Kavanah is not for that Pachlal, you're just trying to take it out. And you're not trying to do a Maisa Brera at all. And therefore, it's not a problem. Take it out quickly. Take it out quickly that it shouldn't jump. It's miyuchah to do a maisa brera. Keep the leaves in and the water out. To drain the water out. Wait a minute, that's the purpose of the little thing. Yeah, but with the water to get involved. To separate the water. When you... Ishlein. The question is, the real question, Lechura, with the tea bag is, And this Beth of the Minchas Yitzchak in Dalit Tzadi Tes is a Mesiachas that is Kilachar Yad a little bit. But Lechura, there's a big tzad to be makel, and that is when you practically, when you have a tea bag inside of a cup of tea. Now, you start pulling up the tea bag. As soon as you start pulling up the tea bag, then you have water, new water, which is coming into the tea bag and is passing through. So when you pick out the tea bag totally from the thing, the water which just entered now is passing through those tea leaves and coming out the bottom. Why isn't that Mishameris? That's Mishameris. Putting in clean water into the tea and passing through straight out. L'chur, that should be the same thing. You're taking out the tea leaf, taking out the tea bag, the liquid is coming through and passing straight through. Nichnasu tzulun, v'yasun tzulun, l'chur, it shouldn't be a problem. There's no heter to do a Maisa Brira by a grum by pouring into Maisa Brira. There's no heter to go ahead and pour Pseilus and Eichel into a sifter and say that, oh, it's happening by itself. It's not happening by itself. You did the Maisa. The reason why it's mutter, says the Chazon Ish, in the Shvisa Shabbos, because even though it gets nis'arev in the Tarevis afterwards when you do the Mishameres, when you pour clean water into the grinds of the Shmarim, right then, as soon as it gets mixed inside those grinds, l'chur, you have a Tarevis. So you put in something into the Tarevis, and now it's coming out the bottom. What right do you have to do that? Mishnah says it's mutter. What right do you have to do that? All the places say, the reason is because in your Maisa, we don't have a Maisa Brira. Because what went into the Tarevis came out, it went in clear and came out clear. So I didn't do a Maisa of Brira B'chlal, because what I'm putting in now is not a Maisa Brira. So if I'm going ahead and I'm taking something out of the tea bag, the water, I'm right then, as I move it, water is coming in and coming straight out the bottom. L'chur nichnasu tzulun and miyatsu tzulun. L'maisa, the Minchas Yitzchak, and since it's so easy, l'chur, you should be choishish, the Shevet Alevi, those that are makel, the Shevet Alevi and the Minchas Yitzchak say that you should use, rather, if you're taking out a tea bag, you should rather use a spoon. But l'chura mitzvah, it shouldn't be a problem.
The way we're about here, the whole idea of when you're actively holding something, and then therefore what you have is the action from the tila, whereas if you're just letting it be, what goes out of is the tila. It's interesting, child, if you read the tea bag. If you're pushing up the tea bag up and down, l'chura, if when you're active, it's the tila, but clearly here what's coming out is what you want.
Were you talking about when you're mixing around inside the tea or when you pick it up?
No, not thinking of sound. Like
inside of the tea?
You start
so over there, the reason why the person saying that it's all mutter is because all the water is coming in and coming back out. Water is coming out, but new water is coming back in. So we don't see a Maisa Brira B'chlal, because water is going out and water is coming back in. Which is one of the reasons why the Paiskim want to matter. One of the riyas that Paiskim have to matter filters underneath the sink is because, what's the question? When you turn off your tap, when you turn off your sink, the water gets stuck inside of your filter, and now you have a tarevis of water sitting in the filter, in the carbon, with a little small piece of carbon. And now you're going to turn it on, you're being mavara that water from the from inside the filter, and it's coming, and you're coming out clear. With a kli yam yuchlekach. But say the poiskim, but you have new water which is coming in. So it's just like a tea bag. A tea bag, you let it shake around the tea bag inside of a cup. L'chur, as soon as you shake it around, what you're doing is you're taking out the pseulis, and taking out the water which was mixed up inside with a kli, and new water is coming back inside. So the reason why we don't see it as Maisa Brira is because you have something coming out, you have something that's taking its place right away. So you don't see a Maisa Brira if there's just everything is just continuing. You weren't mavar anything. You took one thing out and something else came in. The same exact thing. More water came in. So it's over here. The chur is the same thing in the tea bag. Even though the Archa Shabbos is mitzad, then it should be aser. But most poskim, I never heard of such a thing. That betzman should be a problem. They're not mesachted as a shah. Taking out another halacha which is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah is taking out a fly from a cup of wine. How are you supposed to take out a fly from a cup of wine? Says the Bir Halacha, the way you should take out a fly from a cup of wine is from the Maritat, the fly sitting on top, so the fly floats, just pick it up. It's not more of a fly, pick it up. Says the Mishnah Berurah, don't do that. Chshash Isser Daraisa, says the Bir Halacha, don't do that. So what should you do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, what you should do is you should take a spoon with a little bit of wine, the fly in the wine, and take it out like that. Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Sidur HaGraz, says don't do that. Chas v'shalom, don't do that. Yesh b'zeh chshash ish chatos. Therefore, suffix skila, chshash ish chatos and suffix skila, zokter. Don't do that. So he says, what should you do? You should pour out the wine together with the fly. Pour out the wine together with the fly, that's a sos pseilis. He says, pour out the fly. He says, pour out the fly. That's a sos pseilis. From Eichel, how are you allowed to do that? So you could say that he means to pour out the fly together with the wine. That's what he means. But why isn't it any better? So the truth is, like we mentioned before, the Shulchan Aruch Rav holds what leaves the Yermaisa Breis L'Tzach is what you have in your hands. So when you're pouring out a fly, so then what you have in your hand is the Achila, is the Mamela. If you look at the Egli Tal, he says, he brings on the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says, you're allowed to pour out the fly without any wine whatsoever. Just pour out the fly. If you have a way to do that, to pour out the fly just without any, then that's what you should do. Now, according to Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham, that's a chashash eser chatas, because you were just mavar of seus umeichel. So, come to this, we have three different ways to take out a fly from wine, and according to each one, it's a chashash eser chatas. The Maritat says, Mishnah Berurah, don't do this, tafik eser chatas. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, don't do what the Taz says, because it's chashash eser chatas. And the Taz says, don't do what the Magen Avraham says, don't do what the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, because it's chashash eser chatas. What do you do, Lamaisa? So, interestingly enough, on the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Mishnah Berurah, they bring down a ha'ara, eitz nifla from the Imre Emes. The Imre Emes said, "Valdi gachak." Zokter, what you should do is stick your spoon underneath the fly, into the wine underneath the fly, and pull out your cup. Pull it out. Pull it down. In other words, take your oichel that everybody's gonna hold. As long as you don't put your spoon that it should be level, that you're separating it from the thing. Stick your spoon underneath the fly. You have wine there, and pull out your cup from underneath. That way, that ulcher is an eitzel for everybody. That's mamash shaitzos oichol mitayv pselis, and that you're good for everybody. It's a little bit of a depends what you have. You have soup bowl and whatever. But ulcher, that's the best way. Lalach lamaisa, the minig olam kimdumani is like the Mishnah Berurah, is to take it out with a spoon. As long as you take out more wine, it's not a problem. Question is, what was the Shulchan Aruch Rav bothered by? Don't do like that. He doesn't tell you. Don't do like that. What's the problem? He took out Oichel and Pselis and Oichel together. So L'chura, what bothered him is the Chazanish's Taina. The Chazanish's Taina is, he says, I don't understand. When you peel something, he doesn't give this mashal, but when you peel something, what's the shayla of kilof, whether or not it's a ma'aseh of Breira? What do you mean? Every time that you peel something, there's a tiny, minuscule amount of fruit on the back of the peel. So you're always taking off Oichel. No, Zak the Chazanish. The reason why that's not considered a ma'aseh of Breris, Pselis, and Oichel together is because that's so insignificant that it's tuffel and bottle to the Pselis. Memela, so to over here, if you take out a tiny little bit of wine, then I see what you're doing is the Maisa Breira. You're taking out the fly, and shouldn't be a problem of Breira if you take out a little bit of wine also to say this. You did a Maisa Breira. Why? Because you took out a little bit of Oichel also and not a Maisa Breira anymore. The Chazanish says, you know what Pshan on the Taz is? Pshan on the Taz is that a fly is not Ma'uriv. If you have a vat of wine and you have a fly on top, or even a cup of wine and a fly on top, the fly is Ma'uriv in the entire thing. He says, no, the fly is only ma'uriv in the makom where it's nageya. With the wine that's in between its legs and wings, he says, that's what's ma'uriv in. So when you take out a whole spoonful of wine, you're taking out the entire tarivas together. Therefore, it's not a problem. Which would mean, any time that you want to take out a tarivas, you have to take out the entire tarivas according to Chazanish. However, l'alach l'maisa, it seems that the minig ha'olam is to that's not clear. The minig ha'olam is to take out, anytime you want to take out oichel, to take out a little pselis, take out a little bit of oichel together with it, and then you have no problem. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that you shouldn't take out the fly, because the fly maybe is considered ma'uriv. Now, we mentioned earlier, as Shvisa Shabbat says, and this is all the Paiskis Manin bring down, that if it's big enough, it's a solid, which is big enough in a liquid, then everybody agrees it's not a problem. For example, if you have eggs in a pot, you're allowed to take out the eggs. Eggs are so big, it's not considered ma'uriv. If you have a piece of chicken inside of juice, you're allowed to take out the piece of chicken. If you have cucumbers inside of a can and you want to pour out the water, you're allowed to pour out the water. We don't see a tarevis between, once the solid is so big, by a fly it's very small, so therefore there is a makom where we can consider it as a tarevis. But so big, we don't look at it as a tarevis. If you have ice cubes and you want to use a pitcher which has teeth inside and you want to pour out the liquid from the pitcher, so if the ice cubes are big, l'chor, it's not a problem. They're not considered more. If you have a piece of lemon inside, a big slice of lemon, then it's l'chor, not more. If it's not a problem to use that. Besides the fact that it's a klivish michal b'ri l'alter. But first of all, now what happens when the ice cubes get smaller? When they're much smaller, so then the place can all of a sudden they say, yeah, there it could be, it's muruv. If we're talking about water and ice cubes, then l'chor it's min achas b'fashtes, and therefore it's not a problem. However, in a case where it's a different liquid and you have water, then yishlayin whether or not you can consider min achas, because coke, whatever it is, juice and even if it's not freshly squeezed juice, so it's from concentrate, so there's a lot of water inside. But it's hard to say that it's min achas with the ice cubes. When it gets very small, then it gets into shayla whether or not you should be able to use the teeth at the top. And if you want to be same achon rishlam azam, and that a kli which is miyichle brira for achil al alter is not a problem, then you'll be able to make it here also. Sif Yud Zayin, final sif. Bezor Hashem. Mechabit, anybody wants to see exactly the cheese making process, Rabbi Ribiet in the back of his burr has a beautiful explanation of exactly how to make cheese and all different types of cheese and butter. And he also explains very nicely the different pshatim that are brought down here between the Rambam and Rashi of the types of cheese making. Now, interesting halacha about this cheese, this separation, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you have likach shuman b'tzimtzum, if you have shuman, if you have the cream on top of your milk, aser, if you want to take off the shuman b'tzimtzum, you want to just skim off the cream, aser afilo daita lechal alter. Even if you want to eat the cream from on top la'alter, shrei lokech b'kaf, because you're taking it with a spoon. Taking it with a spoon, don't we know where Moshe says that if you're not using a spoon. Spoon is like a fork, a spoon. You're not using a kli, which is miuchel lebrera. That's just, you don't want to get your hand dirty. Well, what's the problem? So, if you look at the Mishnah, the Shaar Tzion, he says, Bekaf derech brera hu bedavar zeh. This is the way to be mavar. Since it's hard to get, a spoon is angled at a certain angle, it's bent and it's curved, that it's easy to skim something off. And that's the way that you do it when you're trying to skim it off. So, maybe to a certain extent, I don't know if you can consider it kliya miuchel lebrera, but this is the oifen habrera over here, and therefore that's the Aruch HaShabbos Medayek from the Shaar Tzion. Derech b'reira davar zeh, and therefore one should not use in this case when you want to skim something off and you have to skim it off perfectly. You wouldn't be able to do that with your hand. It's the contours of the spoon which enable you to do such a thing. Therefore, you should not use a spoon. The last halacha which is brought down over here is this Ramah. Hagah harekik baruch b'Shabbos v'aruch mefazer harek chayv mishum zeru. Your chayv als winnowing. When you spit into the wind, if the wind spreads your spit. Now, this halacha, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, is quite a tmiyah, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down a halacha. The reason is, like he brings down the Be'er halacha, Rabbi Kiva Eger, is the halacha, the malacha zera, the Gemara says, hainu zera, hainu barer merakit. That means they're all the same halacha. Rashi says, you're being mafred eich from pselet. It means you have to have two minim, one is eich, one is pselet, you're separating them. Here you only have one min. There's no eich, there's no pselet, you only have one min. And you're not separating one thing, you're just, you're being mefazrit into little pieces. You're maybe toichin, you can be mitzadid. But there's no, how does pazer bechlal? Where's the melecha? Where are you being mafrit eicha from sinus bechlal? Memela, the pashtas were mekel, and even though Yerushalmi seems to say it's a problem, l'chur, according to the way that the Bir Halacha learns Yerushalmi, there's no need to be chesh with Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is talking about something else. Yerushalmi says that you shouldn't do it. Your chayv mishum zera, it means that your chayv ma'al maver dalat amis mishum zera. That the same way that by zera, you're not doing the ma'isa, you're throwing it up into the wind, and the wind does the ma'isa for you, nevertheless, your chayv. So too, if you spit and the wind takes your spit, dalat amis jusaram, your chayv al maver dalat amis jusaram. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, at the end of the sermon, he says, Luli de mistafin amino, it's a toy surfer in the Yerushalmi, and you should say chayv mishum zerik. Which is Mamish's pshat. Your chayv al zerik, al maver dalat amis jusaram. When you spit and the wind takes it, your chayv al maver dalat amis jusaram. Lalach lemaisa, the pashas is, there is maybe an inin to be choishish if you want al tzaramah. Lemaisa, the Ramah says not the way. The Mishnah Berurah is not choishish for that. And therefore, pashas is not a problem to pour out water. Befrat if it's not gadulei karka. The Mela Paiskim say the nafkaminas which come out of this is there are those that are choishish for it. The Magen Avraham says when it gets a Shabbos, Erev Pesach Shechal Yoyetz b'Shabbos, and you have extra chametz, you want to be a mefazer v'zer l'ruach, says the Magen Avraham, you shouldn't do that. And what do you mean? You're taking your chametz, you're not being mafred two things, one thing from the next. Now, the Churitz is being choishish for the Ramah. However, the Mishnah Berurah seems clearly over here that he's not choishish, not in the Mishnah Berurah, not in the Be'er Halacha, and therefore it would not be a problem halacha l'maisa. And therefore, say the Paiskim, that if you want to shake off a tablecloth that has pieces of leftovers into the wind, and it's going to spread out your crumbs, not a problem. They say if you want to use an aerosol can, you want a deodorant, aerosol, air spray, air freshener, you want to, even though you're causing these little tipois to be spread out into, nevertheless, it's not a problem there. But Frat, they say it's the air pressure inside, which is, it's not the wind that's doing it. It's the air pressure inside being forced through a tiny hole, which caused it to spread out, and therefore there's even a bigger tatmi mikol. But Frat, if it's not gedulei karka, lechor, it's not shaykh, that a parasha of zera b'chlal, but there are air fresheners that have gedulei karka inside, that have little bits of, somebody in Yeshiva actually has one, and there you go, the money has oranges. I think it's real. So those that are machmer when it has gedulei karka. The pashtus is Rav Reuben do not have, and even if it does have, it seems that clearly that the Mishnah Berurah is being mekel. Similar question is adding water to humidifier on Shabbos. Also, lechera pashtus is the same thing. You're pouring water, and the water is being shaken off into little bits. That's not a problem. I'm going to end with two just halachas that we're supposed to get to the entire time. We started late. And not even 50 minutes yet. And that is games. What's the story with games and prayer on Shabbat? There's a lot of games that you play with cards, and by the point of the game is to separate the cards in different piles. Spit and war, and these different games. What's the story? You're allowed to use those on Shabbat. So generally, these games, you're taking out from your pile the one that you want, and you're putting it down. There are games that you take out the Pesalus, the one that you don't want, Old Maid, other things. But there's generally, you're taking out the card that you want for Miyad. What should be the problem? However, Rabbi Yashiv's time is like this. The Shvat Yitzchak brings down Rabbi Yashiv as far, and he says, the only time that we say that Tnoi Brira help you is when you're doing it in preparation for something else. You're going to do it Miyad, Oichem Tech Pesalus, Miyad Biyad, to eat. To be mishtamash with it, ukedeme. Why does that work? Because then I see it as tuffle to the ma'isa of achila. I see it as ma'isa achila. I see it as ma'isa of playing. I see it as ma'isa. But where the whole game is separating, you're not doing anything after the separation. The whole game is separating. Then you, the tenayi brayer don't help you. It's not tuffle to anything. Then you have a ma'isa brayer. So mamei lachur, such a thing should be, such games should be also according to this far. And not only that, the other games like Old Maid and other things where you're taking out the card that you don't want, lachur should also be a problem because you're taking out the sales, even if you don't go like a bayashim, you're taking out the sales in there. However, that's the card that you don't want. And I'm taking out the rocks from my rice so that I should be able to eat my rice. I know, you're being misakin. You're being misakin, you're not winning by putting it out, you're winning by not having it here. Because the cards that I have left in my hand are the cards that are good cards. So her, that should be a problem. However, we'll end off with the second question that we asked. What's the story with the Rubik's Cube? Rubik's Cube, everybody wants to know what's the story of the Rubik's Cube. What's the question? First, let's get the question. Rubik's Cube, you have six different colors, and when you mix it up, you have different little boxes that each box is a different color, and they're mixed together. Now, if I want to make my entire side red, so I have to get out the green and the white and the other pieces from inside the red. So I turn the Rubik's Cube, and I take out the colors from this side. That means I'm being mafred, the pselis from the Eichon. L'chura. The pselis, the one that I don't want from the Eichon. Says Rav Fuchs, Rav Nachman Mendel Fuchs in Maria, he has a tshuva about it. He says, L'chur, it would make a difference whether or not you know how to fix the entire thing or not. If you know how to be misadah the entire cube, so then you're being mafred oichel from oichel for the altar. I have to get every side, I have to get red and yellow and green and white and blue, and so I have to get them all. So therefore, I'm taking this out from here, but not because I don't want that. I want that also. I want that on a different place. So I'm being mafred oichel from oichel, it's not a problem. However, if you're not a professional at this, and you only know how to do one or two sides, which there are a lot of kids that are like that, then he says, you're taking out, I'm trying to get the red. I'm taking this out from the red, and therefore it's a problem. I'm taking... Now, that's quite a chiddush, and many places come are chaylik for various different reasons. They all talked about Rubik's Cubes, Al-Tshash of Tuveya, Kuisiv, Boine, other things. No one ever mentioned Boine. It's a chiddush to say it's Boine. Now, why shouldn't it be a problem with Boine? Say that the price scheme, there's a few different reasons why it shouldn't be a problem with Boine. The first reason is because L'chura, everything is mamish. It's much better than Trumas Adeshin. Trumas Adeshin, you had pieces of fish. Each one is nicker, but they're all mixed together and they could be stuffed into one to the next. Here, every single box is separate. There's no way to get the two boxes one into the next. Therefore, L'chura, it's mamish not considered a tarif. It's safe. Another reason why they make it is because it's mechubar. It's all attached at the bottom. There's never considered, it's hard to define something as a ma'isa of brira if at the bottom it's still connected. If you separate the top of two things, a similar case that I heard this B'Shem of Yadler, that somebody asked him, Bachar asked him, he wants to wear tchelis and his tzitzis, but he's embarrassed. He wants to take the two tzitzis of tchelis and tuck it into his pants. He's going to be mafred him. Is that a problem of brira on Shabbos? Said Rav Yadler, the same reason, no, it's not a problem of brira. Why? Because it's all attached at the top. So separating the bottoms from each other, where it's all attached to the top, that's not a ma'aseh brera. It's still connected. Where is your ma'aseh brera? Because I took a little bit. You have a piece of vegetable that's just sticking out of your soup, and you separate the top of the one vegetable, the top of the next vegetable, ma'aseh brera. They're all mixed together at the bottom. Where's your ma'aseh brera, b'chol? Here it's even a bigger chiddush because when you're talking to your tzitzis, you only see the strings. Very often you don't see the top where it's connected. But the chur, the varn is that's not considered ma'aseh brera, even though there's no kimduman, there's no makar for this svara in the Rishonim and the Gemara. But it's a svara, it's a klar svara. The lechuri, you didn't do a ma'aseh brera. Mamela, that wouldn't be a problem ma'aseh brera. And ala kol, I think that the simple reason why it's not shaykh over here a ma'aseh brera is, and this will answer regular games also, and that is because ma'aseh brera is when you're masakin something. Over here, it's not a tikkun b'chol. This is not considered a tikkun. When you take out the color and you're being masada the Rubik's Cube, so then if you finish and you have all the colors separate on the different sides, or if you leave it like that, then you just broke the game. Then you're never going to be able to use it again. The whole purpose of the game is to switch it, to change it, to fix it, and to ruin it, to fix it. To ruin it, and to fix it, and to ruin it, to fix it. That is the oifen of the game. So there's never a matzav where it's mekukal and you're being masakin it. No, when it's mekukal, that's when it's good. That's you're trying to be masakin. You ruined it so that you should be able to now play the game. And now you're taking it out and fixing it, and you fixed it. It's like plates. The same as far as plates. And Rosh Hashanah in clears this. So why do you let it take out lights from hair on Shabbos? Why do you let it clean plates on Shabbos? Why let it clean your hands on Shabbos? All these things. Why do you let it take something out of your sheitel on Shabbos and take something out of your hair? Why are these things mutter on Shabbos? Mr. Brewer passes that you let it take out, you let it clean underneath your nails on Shabbos. Why are these things mutter? Why? Because says Rosh Hashanah, that's nikayon. That's the derech is, we never look at it as a kilkom. It gets dirty and you clean it. It gets dirty and you clean it. It gets dirty. That's the oifen. It's not like you have rocks and chita and you separate it. Now it's misukim. It's not considered a kilkan. It's not considered a tikkun. It's a game and that's the way you play it. L'chora, therefore, it should not be your problem. B'chlal to use it or any other games. There are, if you don't want to be simuch on that, to take out the psirlis, the seder, but l'chora for sure, when you're taking out the oichel and the game is considered a game, it's not considered a real kilkul. Therefore, l'chora, that's the minhag ha'olam to play these games on Shabbos. However, when you finish with the game and you want to be masada or everything, take all the cards and separate them into different piles, that you should not do perpetual commotion. These games where all the colors are different and everything's mixed together, to separate those in different piles when you're finished, there you're being masada, right? That you should be separate one pile from the next and you're not planning on playing it again, that you should not separate till after Shabbos. Also, all Shabbos of Achana. And doing it for next Shabbos is also a problem, Pashas of Achana. I would like, even though I'll speak afterwards. A thought on Yom Kippur. The wife was just talking to somebody this past Mitzvah Shabbat, and she said she heard a shir 18 years ago about each person has a certain akuda why they're here in this world, and they're here basically to be misaka that akuda, and that's really, you'll find this all over in the Chassidus Sfarim, the Mitzvah Sfarim. Best of everybody. Tzadik HaKohen is very big into this. Everybody has something that they hear to be mizakim. It's never a question. The question is one nekuda, a lot of nekudas. She said, I knew what my nekuda was 18 years ago, and I'm still there 18 years later. I think we're a lot like that. A lot of us are working on the same thing year after year, and year after year, and year after year. I spoke to a guy who was a Baal Tshuva, and he told me that he became a Baal Tshuva. He was totally fried, became a Baal Tshuva 20 years ago. He says he changed his whole life around. In the last 20 years, he hasn't changed. He said, now, for those of us that didn't go through the process of becoming Bali Shuvah, it could be that the last 20 years we're also there. We also did. When it's defined and you know this is what I have to work on, I have to change my whole life, and I have to change Kashrus and Shabbos and everything, then you know exactly what you're doing. But when you're basically doing the right things, just you have the here and there another thing that you have to work on, then it's not so simple. It's not so simple to be able to work it out. So the Shabbos, what's the Eitzel Maisa? The Eitzel Maisa, now, we know that Rishol Slanta says that every person should take a Kabbalah on Yom Kippur. That's the Etzem Lachur, the Yisrael of Rishol Slanta is that the Etzem Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So Mechaper is Mechaper only for Shavin. Are you a Shav or you're not a Shav? You're a Shav if you're Mechabal something, even the smallest thing, but you Mechabal it, that you're going to change in that, then you're a Shav. But really, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So you don't have to change everything. Right now, change. Says Rishol Slanta, you should change the smallest thing. Why? Because the smallest thing that's possible for you to change, the thing which is easiest for you to change, that's where you have the biggest tefillah. Because why don't you change it? It's so simple for you. That's where the biggest, the thing which is hard for you, that's not a big tefillah. We understand it's hard. Therefore, we're not saying that it's mutter. But that's not such a big tefillah. The big tefillah is the thing which is simple. You know you can do it. You've done it already in the past. That's the nekuda we should do it. Piskuli, I heard this from Menachem Silliman. He told me Rabbi Yefidel said B'shem Rav Shach. I just saw B'shem Rabbi Yoram Shiv today. Also the same thing. Piskuli Pesach ki Piskuli Shal Machat. V'ni Yeftach Lechem Pesach Shen Agolat Yekonet or Oivim Boi. Why do you say Pesach of a Machat? You know Pesach of a Machat is very, very small. But it's another thing. It's crack of a door. Pesach of a Machat. Because a Machat is made out of metal. You have to make a tiny little hole. But it has to be something which is metal, which is eisen, it's going to stay. It could be the smallest thing. We make Kabbalah, every year we make Kabbalah, and it doesn't continue. What's the pshat? Because we didn't make a Kabbalah. If we feel when I make the Kabbalah that it's going to be, that I feel that it weighs on me, then you already know that it's not the right Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is something that I know that I can do, something that I do already half of the time. Just half the time I do it, and half the time I don't pay attention, and therefore I don't do it. But if I would pay attention, I would do it. Being mechazik, that nekuda, finding where your nekuda zabachir is, finding where your point is, where it's, not being mechazik, I'm not going to be vatal during Seder. It's out of the ballpark, we're not talking about that. Make an average of how long you learn during first Seder. You learn during first Seder an hour and 5 minutes, then an hour and 5 minutes is what you should be mechazik on. Sometimes it's an hour and 3 minutes, and sometimes it's an hour and 10 minutes, sometimes it's 45 minutes. But you know that generally you could do an hour and 5 minutes, then your chizik should be to do an hour and 5 minutes. Not to do more than that. To do your average. That's your Kabbalah. Your Kabbalah is, that's what I'm going to do. Bechlal, that you could, the Gedolei Baalei Mussar said that when you realize that you got to the thing which is the smallest nekuda for you, and you decided this is the thing you first you could do, take that and split it in half. And after that, take it in and split it in half again. So that means if you decide you could do an hour and 5 minutes, then split that in half to half an hour, 32 and a half minutes. Then split that in half to 16 minutes. And make sure you don't go less than that. And you think that it's a joke, but it's not a joke. Because at the end of the day, Lamaisa, the day is saying, yeah, I'm a sinner. It's been as much as that. This is the 16 minutes. We're not going less than the 16 minutes. And that's your eisen. That's the thing. And you can, your Kabbalah could be also, I'm going to bench from the sinner. When am I going to bench from the sinner? I'm in the amusement park and I'm benching from the sinner. I'm telling you. When I'm home and I have a sitter available, that's when I'm going to come. I mentioned the sitter, the whole buzz. You don't have to make your Kabbalah and Reifen that's going to make it hard for you. Make your Kabbalah and Reifen that I'm being a Mechazik and from now on this is what I'm going to do. When it's easy for me. That's exactly what Mishol Salanter was trying to say. When it's easy for you, that's when you should be Mechazik. So we know that's the Nakuda of being, you should be Baturis Shav. But that doesn't help our original problem. Original 18 years ago problem that we know that we have to work with. That's not rectifying that. The Iker of Tshuva is a change in attitude. It's a change, not just a change in one mind, it's a change in attitude. It's a change that you're Achshav, right? Like the Rambam says, yesterday he was Ish Achar Anochi. When a person has a Shinui Hashem, I'm not the same person. The Baal Tshuva is a different person than it was before. And Rashi says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Tesamid Aleph, Ashri Odom Yireyes Hashem. Ashri Ish Yireyes Hashem. Ashri Ish, like Ashri Ishu, the Gemara says. No, Ashri Odom Sheyakir is. Ashrei Adam Ashav B'Tshuva K'shuish. Ashrei is the person who shoves B'Shuish when he's a man and he's not old. He's Shav B'Tshuva. Rashi says, what does it mean Shav B'Tshuva? Ashrei Misha Hikir is Burrei when he was an Ish. Hakar Saburi. Hakar Saburi means be makir that there's a Burrei Shomir. It's real. This is, you know, this is not just like a game. The Burrei Shomir is really here. There's really something that I'm supposed to be doing here. There's something that I'm supposed to be. That's our nekuda, that's the Indian of tshuva. Obviously it's mesiachas to maisim also. But that all filters down when you have the ikra tshuva, when you have the ikra change of the mindset. So mamela, the Kabbalah should be the smallest Kabbalah in a certain area which you know for sure you could do. That's how, kach mekublani, that's what you should do. However, shalei b'teres Kabbalah. Find somebody that's going to be able to help you out with anything that you have to help out with. Have some sort of plan of, go to speak to somebody, go to take on yourself, shalei b'kabbalah. They're going to learn a sefer which deals with that Indian, that midah that you have to work on. Stop going through. Don't try to change that midah by forcing a kabbalah onto yourself. Your kabbalah will be in a tiny thing in a different area. In this area that you think that your mamash have to work on, that's your big area, and that's what's tough for you to work on. That's not the makam for your kabbalah, because that's going to be too hard for you. You have to go a different way. Have a change in attitude. Work through it. Go through, learn from that on the topic. Speak to somebody that's on the topic. You know somebody that you're an otzel, you have a problem getting out of bed. You know a guy that jumps out of bed in the morning. Speak to the guy. See what? There are people that have different chunas. But you never know what this. I know a guy that he used to show up every day somewhere between Shema and Shemoneh Esrei and leave like shortly afterwards. Now, I don't know what happened. That one day, he's their first guy for Shabbat. And this is going on for maybe a year to 2 years. He's the first guy. I don't know what happened. But I know this guy had trouble getting out of bed, and now he doesn't have trouble getting out of bed. So, you could change. You could change. What happened? Speak to the guy. There's the guys like this. The guys like this all around in all different meetings. Go ahead and capitalize on the guy that doesn't have this issue. Shalei b'kabbalah. You won't feel the pressure. That's what we're looking for. The kabbalah is in a place which for sure you're not going to be masked. But lamaisa, to at least work on it, to have some kivun that you're going to change, that it shouldn't, another 18 years shouldn't go by, and look back and say, oh, I'm still in the same place as it was before. And this wish be zichet the gemarach simatir. I want to ask the olim for mechila. If any, I wasn't mesachas to anybody with richtig kavin. A lot of times I said I would come over to you, and I didn't come over to you at the end of the day. Yeah, didn't always work out. Certain people are always next. Certain not always easy to get around them. No. I would like to give a special thank you to Reb Noyan Adler, who has been extremely helpful in the Chabur since its inception, since it started, with him and Reb Aaron Friedman. And every Yizman, everybody knows that he's the place to go to for Chavrusas, and a lot, that's always in front of the curtains. Behind the curtains also, behind the, he's also plays out a lot of things that help out the Chabura, and he gets the grace of Yashukeach from the entire Olam.